So we're here with Jamie from Balance Agri Nutrients, and he's just done a very, very interesting speech, and he's going to provide a quick summary for us.
Yes, thanks. I guess I am laying down some challenge around future change and highlighting where we have challenges, but also the reverse of that is opportunities. And in order to be able to see them as opportunities, we should be just looking to the very recent past as to understanding how the regulatory changes have come about. And I guess the key message is that in all cases it starts with science. Sometimes it's followed by environmental activism, but ultimately what ends up happening is the consumer starts responding to that science. The consumer then becomes the voice of the people at the ballot box, and that regulatory change reflects the voice of the consumer ultimately. So if we start looking to the science at the moment and seeing what it's telling us in terms of the next wave of change around biodiversity, around water use efficiency, we can see that we have some really great opportunities as farmers and growers in New Zealand to tell a good story. And we can not only get ahead of the curve by I guess promoting ourselves positively to those consumers that are going to demand I guess better outcomes in those spaces, but ultimately it will mean that we're ahead of the next wave of regulatory change as well.
So you talked about Te Mana o Te Wai in there as sort of changing a little bit from the sort of focus on the people, planet and profit, and, yep, and introducing a hierarchical system where the planet is the top of that.
Yep.
Do you think, how do you think that sort of reflection of the sort of consumer trends and everything that's coming?
Yeah, so I think it's a total reflection of consumer trends in terms of we have had a pendulum swing from putting profit first to the other end of the spectrum where the planet comes first in all cases. And essentially Te Mana o Te Wai is saying exactly that, that the planet, i.e. the life of the water, comes before anything else. The people come second, and the, I guess, profit or communities come third thereafter. It is what the regulation says, it is what consumers are demanding, but I think long term, my belief is that we need to actually settle back. We need that pendulum to actually swing back to it being an even balance between the people, planet and profit as a very balanced three-legged stool, because that's the only way we can all move forward, is for all of those to be in harmony.